Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button like it owes you money, to help this video reach a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, dating in your 50s is like looking for a parking spot, but the good ones are taken and the rest are handicapped or just too damn far away. But why would any man in his 50s want to deal with the drama of women? It's like shopping in a secondhand store where everything is broken. You don't even have to experience this in your 50s anymore, because it now starts in your early 20s. Up next, we have the Gen Z student action figure. It comes with two types of soy-based lattes, purple hair and removable genitals, so you can also affirm its gender. I'm going to call mine Karen. The people making these actually want to sell them and make money, because if they didn't, this action figure would weigh 350 pounds and look like a Broomhilda. Tampons and pussy hats sold separately, of course, but at least the white guilt is included. Number three, here's the difference between Americans receiving stimulus checks in 2020 and 2021 versus having to deal with the permanent devaluation of the dollar in 2024. The problem is we're all paying for it, even the ones that didn't receive those stimmy checks. The only ones that got ahead bought Bitcoin and tech stocks. Keep the inflation coming. I'll just get rich faster. Inflation makes you wealthier if you hold the right assets, and that's why the well-to-do allow it. Moving on, in 1719, prisoners in Paris were allowed to go free if they married prostitutes and went with them to Louisiana. If you married them, then your schwing-schwang might fall off from all the herpagonosyphilids that they carried. Or you might have gotten sick and died crossing the Atlantic. But at least this story explains how the South got all those 304 genes. Scotland also rounded up their streetwalkers and sent them to marry fur traders in Canada. Maybe that's where Trudeau comes from. Number five, it looks like these days, train drivers are overwhelmingly middle-aged white men. And because of that, trains are arriving too safely and on time. So it's time to change things. It's time to get ready for a whole lot more train derailments as women start driving them. But just imagine how much outrage there would be if a headline read, "Bus drivers are overwhelmingly fat black women." But seriously, I don't care what your background is, so long as you're good at your job. Then there are other articles that say there's a competence crisis. You can't have DEI and competency on a mass scale because greater numbers of men are better at running the trains than others. Don't worry though, because AI will be better than DEI hires soon too. Up next, Dana says that good women still exist, but their stomachs are not flat and they talk back. I reckon they also own cats and die alone and become human cat food. But seriously, how many men want a woman that's obese with a big mouth? The opposite would be saying that good men still exist, but they're feminine and submissive. Fat I can handle, but no one likes a loud mouth of a woman. Not even their cats. Number seven, the New York Compost is at it again, downplaying violent criminals, calling this one a bully, after he knocks down a grandma unconscious. What, are we back to the schoolyard or something? Maybe we are, because the man looks like he dressed up like an 8-year-old student. This is a criminal or violent maniac, and we need to start calling him that. Unless, of course, we don't want to hurt his feelings. After all, bully lives matter too. Up next, if it wasn't for women, this is how guys would live. Funny enough, that's how I live, in a commercial unit, parking my car indoors. The only difference is my bedroom is in another area, and not in the same room as the vehicle. It's better than renting for $3,000 a month, though. Also, looking at this image, you can clearly see that a man lives here because the car has been backed in. Replace the car with some weights and a sofa, and it's a perfect garage space. Number 9, Elizabeth Hurley says she felt liberated filming a spicy scene for her son's new movie. Looks like incest is growing in Hollyweird. And I'm getting some strong late-stage Roman vibes here from this one. What do you expect as she raised her son as a single mother and tragically his father, Steve Bing, jumped to his end? From the 25th floor while he was under the lockdown during the coup. And now he's just her cucked son husband. Moving on, remember guys that AI girlfriends are going to wreck real women. Between passport bros and AI girlfriends, there is going to be a lot of thought tears out there. Real women will probably riot and storm the halls of government and start a women's party and take government power once this happens and try and stop it. Men will just get on a plane and go to countries that allow it and watch Western women in countries collapse. Number 11, fans praise Tammy Slayton after she lost 440 pounds. Good for her, but she's tough to look at because she looks like a deflated balloon. Her life has been lengthened, but at what price? She used to have chubby chasers after her, and now they're all gone. At first I thought this was an image created by AI, but really she has fans. Fans of what exactly? She reminds me of one of the characters from Monsters, Inc. Up next, the boomers took everything away from the millennials, with regards to having a decent financial future, and yet they still have the nerve to ask for help with regards to opening up PDFs. But not all boomers were created equal. Those born between 1946 and 1955 are the ones that are the wealthiest generation in history. The younger half of the boomers are the fastest growing demographic in America with regards to the homeless population. I really hate being Gen X watching on the sidelines to see which of these two is the whiniest. Number 13, and speaking of dumb boomers, Moira Gallagher, age 72 from Scotland, rolled down her car window in Romania to take a selfie with a bear. And she thought it wanted to be her friend. She was mauled, and look how much she looks like she's enjoying all the attention. She even got a picture of her with the bear. Whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Except bears. Bears just kill you. Well, most of the time. Moving on, Joe Biden wants a 44.6% capital gains tax and a 25% unrealized gains tax too. If that passes, then there's no way to protect your purchasing power from inflation. The only way to save your money is to leave America at that point, unless you're part of the government class. Then you get to be rich because you're closest to the money printing machines. Many wealthy people will leave America and the collapse will come quickly. Jimmy Carter even set the same tax rate before, and here's how it turned out. Number 15, a woman was banned from a Texas Walmart after she spent several hours driving an electric scooter in the parking lot while drinking wine from a Pringles can. But that's not really a punishment though, because aren't there like 500 other Walmarts in the state? Besides, she's just living her best life and becoming ungovernable. They're probably upset because they didn't think of doing the same thing first and cannot accept her brilliance. Up next, a 26-year-old teacher is charged with suckling the schwing-schwing of a 19-year-old she met at the same church long attended by Bill Clinton. How is Clinton relevant to this story? Did he groom her or something? What was Epstein trying to tell us with this picture of Bill Clinton that they found in his home after he was arrested? Apparently, the teacher was also a longtime friend of the Clintons. But what kind of friend remains a mystery. Number 17, back in 1995, people didn't want to homeschool their kids because they didn't want them to end up weird. Today, with the alphabet people and kids identifying as barnyard animals, the popularity of homeschooling has gone way up. This is what the average first grader goes through when he comes home from public school and his mother asks what he learned today. Apparently, the furries even asked for kitty litter in their classrooms. Moving on, in 1992 in Indiana, the four unattractive 16-year-old girls on the right ended the pretty 12-year-old girl on the left. I guess they were probably envious of her looks and they roasted her like a human marshmallow. Today, two of them were actually out on parole and even said that after they ended her, they went to McDonald's and joked that she looked like a sausage. They were jealous over her relationship with the boy. Some 16-year-old guy was probably interested in her instead of them. Number 19, someone told this woman's boyfriend to keep inflating her, because the knee and shoulder would eventually pop out with a little bit more air. I once tried to do the same to a pair of inverted chesticles, until I found out that they were always going to point inward. At least a woman like this can't run very far if you put her near a bear. When the cops ask, just tell them she was leaving you for that bear. Up next, in case you need a friendly reminder, women and men are held to different standards. If a guy rides the bus to work, then he's broke. But if a woman does it, then she's doing the best that she can. The double standards are a straight-up joke. America is one of the only places in the world where public transit is frowned upon because it's terrible. Also, you know the Lonely Fools models are desperate doing the best they can these days when you see them posting images like this under this post, and many also are trying to get simps to pay for their content. Number 21, the UK Parliament is trying to figure out why boys are falling behind girls at all levels of education. But we all know why. It's all the female teachers, and because boys are being told that they have toxic masculinity, which is constantly destroying their self-esteem. But you know how this study will go. They'll conclude that it's all boys' fault. Yes, blame men for all of their own problems, even though they've rigged education against us. Moving on, wealthy white Louisiana residents win the right to form their own city and split from poor black neighborhoods. Looks like someone is tired of all that diversity. But what exactly does this mean for the future of America? I think it's going to start looking more like South Africa. I don't see what the big deal is because universities have been forming people of color-only classes and buildings recently. Number 23. Is it true that black women reject black men, and so those men end up finding white women, and then they get shamed for rejecting black women? If it was true, then every black man would trade up to a higher status white woman and walk away from his own kind. What I really want to know is why he's sweating in the last picture. Is he afraid these three witches are going to throw shoes at him or something? Up next, if you want to know why there's a housing crisis in Canada, then look at the number of people Justin Skippy Trudeau is bringing into the country. We already had a housing crisis in 2015, but now it's on steroids as Trudeau pours gasoline on that fire. Population growth was somewhat stable before until Trudeau intentionally tried wrecking the country. Canada's become so dangerous that now you have women that are suffering from climate change as well. She looks like she might have ate the whole climate though. Number 25 and the last one, remember guys, you should never watch your woman struggle to pay bills. Dump her and find one with some money. Drizzle, drizzle. Time to get a sugar mama, kinks. Have some respect for your girl and let her pay the food bill. Men should definitely be getting what they're worth. If she can't do the bare minimum, then men should find better. Unfortunately, no independently wealthy woman I've ever met was attractive. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the YouTube, PayPal, or Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.